Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Worst loss of the year last night, but Garrett Cole is pitching. I'm here on BBD, and Dan Canobio, my good friend, is also.
Hey, listen, you gotta hit rock bottom, right?
Sometimes you gotta hit rock bottom.
Maybe the last night was rock bottom. Maybe we haven't hit rock bottom yet. Sure felt like rock bottom.
Hopefully they don't try to jam that shovel into the ground and find any more dirt.
Like that.
I think they've found it. I really hope they have found rock bottom. And it's only up from here.
Rock bottom finds you.
And sometimes you think you found it and you get surprised. Boy, do I hope that this is on the way up. And there is some signs that it could be.
Before you get into that, favorite WWF finishing move? Speaking of rock bottom, yours.
I like rock bottoms.
I like Stone Cold Stunner, figure nice. Four, sharpshooter. Keep it going.
Keep them, just hit me with all of them.
I'll Stone Cold Stun you if that means the Yankees win a game tonight.
I'd take it. There are signs of growth for this team. Positivity. They have a guy actually return from an injured list today.
Say his name.
His name's Harrison Bader. Would you like to tell the people where he and everyone else is batting today?
Batting fifth, playing center field, Harrison Bader. Four spots before him, batting first, Anthony Volpe playing shortstop. Gleyber Torres is in the two-hole. Anthony Rizzo is playing third and batting third. DJ LeMahieu is your third baseman. Batting sixth, Willie Calhoun. Batting seventh is Oswaldo Cabrera in right field. Behind the dish is Mr. Trevino. And in left field, your favorite Yankee, Aaron Hicks.
Just registered to me that Oswaldo's in right. I like that. Maybe that's a little bit of my what to watch for. I know it's just left versus right. Obviously, the cheating answer is Bader because he's the guy coming back. But Oswaldo, not that he's been bad defensively in left field, but I think every time we've seen him, he just is more comfortable in right.
Shorter.
So let's have him be as comfortable as possible and get the stick going.
Yes, defense translates to offense in this sport. I think last night he played both left and right. They moved him over to put Hicks in. Hicks ends up batting in the ninth, last out of the
game. Came back around to him.
Yikes.
I actually feel worse about him being up than Willie Calhoun? No idea how I feel about
it. I can't watch Willie Calhoun ground out to second again. It's literally all he does. But he got bumped from the five hole night by Harrison Bader. Crazy Bader's batting fifth.
Yeah, it's like weirdly
not why like he's
the one basically the one spot I didn't expect. Did I? No. I get like it's fine.
Like playoff Bader is not the Bader career Bader.
Yes, that was an awesome set of games. I hope he does it again and is closer to that guy than who he has been. But he's been a guy who can be an above average hitter, a fairly substantially above average hitter for a full season. So
right, if I told you BBD May 2nd, Harrison Bader is batting fifth for the Yankees. And not like a day game after a night game after a long stretch.
Like it's part of the A lineup they're tossing out there. I'd assume at least one injury, and hopefully that means he's having a great year. They've had more than one injury, and he hasn't had any year yet.
Hasn't had a year yet. His year starts tonight. I'm excited to watch him play. I think he's going to give him a nice little spark. Another name we get to see in the lineup that's part of our top nine guys, so that's a good thing.
He's part of
I don't see how this is a bad thing.
This season's best lineup should be.
That's good. Get one more back. One by one. We build. We build. We build. Pitching matchup, Garrett Cole versus Tanner Bibby.
Tanner Bibby.
What to watch for me, in addition to Harrison Bader, is Cole. Yankees are undefeated when Garrett Cole starts. They are 6-0. He is good. He went 7 innings against Cleveland on April 11th, shut them down. We know what Cole can do. It gives a great in-game interview as well. Did you catch that over the weekend?
I did catch some of that.
He was, like, exceptionally good.
Engaged.
Like, I was thinking, like, wow, and when his career is over, he'd be awesome in the Yes booth.
He might be into it.
Ruco and Cole. Not that I'm pushing Michael Kay out of that seat. But you know, I'm talking like, wait on line.
Garrett's going to be pitching for a long time.
Another 20, 30 years of Cole.
Maybe take like a couple years away. You know, it's like Caden will get older. He'll start pitching.
I love how you know his son's name right off the rip.
I don't know their second kid's
name. You didn't even hesitate. Caden Cole.
I know Caden.
You know him well?
Not yet.
Does he follow you on Instagram?
No. No Josiah Gray.
He doesn't follow you either?
No, Josiah Gray does. Caden's no Josiah.
No, Josiah Gray, friend of the...
He's got to become a stud like JoJo.
Yeah, bro. Tanner Bibby has one career start. It came last week against the Rockies. He pitched very well in that one. He struck out 8 over 5 1/3. Yankees tend to struggle. First time they're seeing a pitcher.
A lot of people do, you know.
True.
It's hard.
Yankees offense is just struggling in general. Last night, we saw a nice pop out of Trevino. Do we even want, I don't even want to talk about last night? Forget that last night. Flush it. This is the Yankees pregame show for today, May 2nd, the 8th anniversary of Mayweather versus Pacquiao. That's what everyone is talking about.
It's true.
Another thing I'm looking to watch for tonight, Mr. David. Mr. David is not going under 500. The Yankees are a winning team. They have had winning seasons for the majority of my life and all of your life.
All of my life.
I was born. I don't want to tell you when I was born. There were some years when the Yankees did not have winning records early on. But as far as I've been following the Yankees, and I knew what that was going on and with my eyes, the Yankees have been winning baseball games. I pulled this up. This is a Dan Canobio stat that I searched for. Since 1995, the Yankees have only been under 500 in May 5 times. 2021, 2016, 2008, 2007, 2005. They lose tonight, they're under 500. That's when, like, I know you shouldn't panic because you have to watch with your eyes. But, like, whenever I see a Yankees with a losing record, I get a little, like... Yeah.
I do, like, take pride in the no losing seasons thing.
100%. 2013, I was like, this is the year. This is the year they finish under 500. They still managed to win 84, 85 games.
Yeah.
Same thing with 2014.
Yeah, they got... And they really haven't been, like, right on the bubble of it. They got, like, just enough over that, like, last week I wasn't worried about
Even 2016, when they, for the first time in my lifetime, they were sellers. They still were in it until the last weekend.
Yeah,
before they added all those wild
Gary
cards
went
on.
Nuts.
Gary did go nuts.
I loved Gary. Still do.
I still think about
him. In my heart.
I still think about him.
My heart. Giants haven't called him up yet, right?
He's still, someone posted a picture of him. He was at, like, a Planet Fitness in San Francisco.
Yeah, I remember there was some chatter about that at the op. He can't be.
Tom Ace, stop. I don't remember the Eminem Boys in 1961. I saw the movie. Great movie.
61's a good movie.
I think it's one of the best
baseball movies. I gave it a rewatch during my senior year of college, so like 4 years ago. I was like, oh, this like is good.
Phenomenal.
I didn't just like it because I was 11 and loved the Yankees. Like,
dude,
like,
it's such a good movie.
Like, oh, this is actually a good movie.
Okay. Billy Crystal directed, and you know he was going to like pay close details to everything. Yeah. Such a good baseball movie.
Cares about the Yankees and accuracy.
Guy, he is a Yankee. You remember, he played one minor league game, spring training game.
Yes.
Imagine Billy Crystal in this lineup. I put him third.
Wouldn't be necessarily out of place. I'm looking at Tanner Bibby. Like minor league game logs a little bit. I don't believe he has faced a Yankees affiliate, which means I don't think Volpe has seen him.
Good research on the fly. No relation to Mike Bibby.
So nobody. No relation to Mike Bibby.
Who is jacked out of his mind now.
Oh, I did see that picture. Yeah.
Another what to watch for, Knicks game two.
They will be getting the big screen for me tonight. Let's just be honest about it.
Knicks playoffs. Come on.
Knicks playoffs. I do talk in Knicks. New episode out yesterday.
Really? Yeah. All right, check that out. Okay. You and Tom Piccolo?
Tom Piccolo.
Talking Knicks. Everybody subscribe. Boys.
Jake used to do that show. Quit on me.
Jake is like, he can't be. I mean, he used to sit in this chair. I am. I'm happy to be here. Jake's a busy man. Jake. Saw him in the urinal earlier. Said he needs a haircut. I agreed.
I think he's streaming right now if you want to check that out after this.
Well, he's a streamer now.
Yeah. We've been streaming. I think there's another big one on Thursday coming. Yeah, I guess it's time for the pitching path to victory. Am I right?
Yeah, let's path.
Let's path it. What do you think? The other talking point about Bader that I wanted to get off my chest before we do that. Like, he can just hit league average, which is what he's been. And that's going to be a big upgrade for this team. So, like, don't – if in a week he's hitting just, like, okay – that's what we want from him. That's like,
yeah,
we that should be just everybody in a week, remember to be totally cool if that's where we're at. Also, he'll be his first week of the year if his numbers are just bad, like whatever. We know he's giving actual plus defense, all that.
He's a career 245 hitter, which would be very, very welcomed on this Yankee lineup.
So, yes, excited about Harrison Bader being back. The pitching path to victory. Gerrit Cole, should be able to give you a lot because that's what he does, and he's the best pitcher in baseball. So,
I mean, that's kind of crazy to say yes. Legitimately he best pitcher in baseball.
He's on the very short list of being able to get a pedal on Talking Baseball tomorrow. I was just doing some narrowing down candidates for the All-JM team.
He's in the midst of his best this year is as best
Yankee year so far.
2019 was probably his best year. I saw that.
I got to look at like what his first seven starts were.
Because I always see that one that's a little misleading. I saw it over the weekend. It was like, how did this guy not win the Cy Young? Because I think from May 26th on of that year, he was 19-0 with like a one ERA.
He had like just worse April than the rest of his year. And like
crazy.
So it was a... yeah, it was like from May on, crazy, crazy stat. So
what are we saying? Cole, 7?
I kind of want to pencil him in for 7. I mean, I guess ideally him for 7, King for 2. Bing, bang, boom, get out of here.
Yeah.
King hasn't pitched since last Thursday. Give him 2 innings. He's our most trusted reliever right now. If you're aching to get Holmes, like, back out there to try to feel better or something, then, like, I guess it's Marinaccio to Holmes.
Don't say that.
If Marinaccio, if Garrett's only given 6 or something tonight, just pitch count gets high.
Holmes, fine. You got to go to
Marinaccio to King. Cool.
Yeah, I have written down Cole.
Cole, I think, needs to at least be beginning the 7th inning.
Yes. Cole into the 7th. Hopefully pitches this out. Hopefully pitches a damn complete game. But King has to get in tonight. Ron has to get in tonight. Ian Hamilton is available, too. Hasn't thrown much. I mean, yes.
Ideally, bats break out. You have a lead, and you can go. You can go Cole to the Slombio King.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah. It's like
8, or if he goes like 7, then it's like Cordero for 2 innings or something. But you know, but Ian Hamilton can do that too.
I guess the one positive of last night's debilitating loss is that Herman pitched into the 9th and he used
Domingo was great.
Domingo was awesome last night. Good Domingo last night. Holmes and Wandy, they only threw a combined 19 pitches, but yeah. I know
they should be available if you need them. But I think the plan has to be Mike King.
Side note here. Obviously, our guy has not been well in the Clay Holmes has not been great in the closing role over the last since like August of last year, whatever, July, whatever. Who would you want to close out if they had a move in internally? Like who would it be for you?
Right now, just Mike King. They use him for multiple innings and he's valuable as that. So he feels like. Like, one night a week, yeah, he'll come in for a 6-out save. Like, do the last 2, kid. But
Another side question, BBD.
Wandy feels like the guy to answer.
Wandy, King, Ron, one of those. King, I think for sure. I saw some rumblings that maybe King and as an opener. Maybe is that why he hasn't gotten a game since Tuesday?
Booney sort of shut down King as an opener candidate. Okay. I could see Ron being in that mix, depending on who it's with. Tomorrow would be ideally Cole gives the bullpen a bit of a reset tonight. Not that they fully need it. They're pretty rested, but
you'd think.
Maybe then tomorrow it's Ron to open ahead of Clark. Something like that. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's Cordero. I don't know. I don't know which guy they would peg. Boone, when we asked him about openers yesterday, indicated that King wouldn't be that guy because he's just been so good in the role he's been in. They don't want to mess him.
You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy, pal. Another side question is, who's the first man out of the rotation once guys start coming back?
Clark.
Brito stays?
I would... If the decision had to be made tomorrow, I think it's Clark goes down, Brito stays for now.
Brito stays
Clark,
for now.
There's clear things to go work on. Brito, if you take out those Twins games, he's been good. Like I've seen enough that I would rather watch him than Clark again. And I still like Clark. They got to send him down in the and big picture, this is the last year. I think he's going to be a starter if he doesn't figure it out in the second half of the year this year. But
yeah, go back to Clark.
But I also believe in him to be a two-inning reliever next year.
Yeah.
This year, keep him stretched out, and you need him as a starting option. That's just where the team's at.
Yeah.
But
I like all that. Hopefully, we get Seve back and Rodon. And
Seve
I think Herman
too
is
too far away. Herman, I always felt like he should just be in the rotation.
He should be in the rotation. He's proved enough. I mean, not only he's had those kind of weird starts where he pitches. He's always pitching six innings, which is... In this rotation, who else
that
is doing
alone
that
is valuable.
Cole? Yeah, he might pitch six and give up six earned runs or have a quirky stat line. But I mean, last night was a great performance. He had that great performance against when he was perfect. Who was it against? Twins. So he's shown some signs. Like he's in the rotation, in my opinion.
Yeah, he was probably I in my head he had the leg up on the fifth starter spot when it was just
Jolly
between
Olive.
Him and Clark.
Jolly Olive's in the chat.
I would have loved. Wow, Harrison Bader. I would have loved for Clark to fully take over that fifth starter spot just with the dominant spring, but they needed both of them, so it wasn't really a competition. But in my head, Domingo had the leg up because we've seen him excel in a starting role in the big leagues before, and last night he did it again.
Yeah, he was good. He was great. He was awesome. That's all the words I got.
Okay. I think that means we are ready for the
Homer Draft.
It is the Homer Draft.
Get out of the chat, Jolly. Stop spamming the chat.
One Yankees home run last night, and it was not by somebody either of us picked. It was Jose Trevino.
I thought about him.
I thought about him a little bit too. Not enough to truly consider.
Yeah, not to pick him.
He crossed my mind when I went for Slick Willie. You have the honors of the first pick today.
Harrison Bader. Guy has a knack for stepping up. He's a long ball guy now at the Yanks. He has one of those sick swipes. And he hits a home run tonight.
I like that. I was going to pick him tonight if you didn't pick him.
Easy pick.
Because Yankees don't have that many options.
No, we're running.
Just be honest about
with
it.
This lineup and how this game Homer Draft works, you can get away from you fast.
You can get away from you quick.
Bader.
And I'm going to take Anthony Volpe and Gleyber Torres.
Nice.
Volpe, Gleyber Torres.
Did you pick DJ?
Yesterday I picked Rizzo and Willie. You picked Gleyber and Oswaldo Cabrera.
I'll take DJ. We're going all big names here. Tomorrow's going to be fun. I like DJ tonight. He's got good swings. Looks like he's coming, finding his old form, whatever form that was. Batting fourth tonight. Sandwiched between Rizzo and Bader. DJ, right field shot.
I like that. I would like that a lot, actually.
I like that.
The decision I was making was between Volpe and DJ. So one of them is homering tonight. Ideally both. I'll be happy either way. I guess I'd be slightly happier if it's Volpe, not DJ, but
you know what that's I wanted the game. I think someone's going to hit 3 home runs tonight.
Yeah, 3 homer game.
I woke up and I thought about them. I don't know if I want to make that my official promo.
You'll see if it comes to you a little clearer.
But, like, I'd like it to be one of the guys I just picked. Cool.
That'd be really cool for you.
DJ's never hit 3 home runs in a game. And a Bader never has either.
Can't.
I can't even imagine DJ hitting 3 home runs in a game.
He has to have a 2-homer game.
He definitely has a 2-homer game as a Yankee, probably. Rizzo, I think, is the last Yankee to hit 3 homers in a game. He did it April.
Yeah, against Baltimore. I was at that game.
Oh, yeah, he did it twice last year? Because I thought he did it against the Royals.
I know he did Baltimore, and it was crazy. He had that crazy wind ball.
Just burp.
Just hit it straight up in the air down the line.
Bop, 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 bop. Dan, I can confidently say that, though I thought it never crossed my mind as a promo for this game. Yeah, I agree with you, Danny. I don't know why I said it. I said it, though. I say things that pop into my mind.
Pops in.
Popped in.
Not your official promo yet.
No.
Something else you might.
But I will clip it if it happens, and I will post it on social media and dunk on
as you
everyone.
Should. Well, we can lie. Say that was the official promo.
Yeah, we can
promo
edit it. I can have someone AI, AI. Hot word.
Have you seen Audio Jack was showing me an AI ad thing? They can I think they sent a ref guest through there, and it was they put a framed ad image
of Jolly.
No, in ref guest, it was of a drink company
on the ref guest website.
It's not a video we posted. I think they were just messing around with it. It was freaky.
I'm scared
of
AI.
Somebody crosses in front of it and it doesn't look like an animation or something. It looked really real.
I'm scared of it. I'll say it. I'm scared of robots too.
The over under. Any guess on the line tonight?
Man, we were under was smashed last night. Didn't we both take the under?
We both took the under.
Right.
So that's great.
It's probably 6.5. 5.5.
7 flat.
Seven flat. I'm still taking the under.
Taking the under. It's Cole and the Yankees offense.
It's cold outside.
I hate to be in lockstep so much. There's been a lot of agreeing on the homer draft this year. But
you're talking about over under, you mean?
Over under, yes.
I feel like that's not really a competition. We don't keep track, do we?
We do. Oh. We do. But
keep track of everything around here at John Boy Media. Got to be a winner and loser to everything.
Yeah, I just entered the data.
Under.
But how am I supposed to not think the under right now?
It's, yeah.
I'm not going to the game tonight, so I don't have to follow that rule. Right now, it feels like the Yankees got to prove to me that I'm allowed to pick an over against them again.
Well, that's why,
according to their offense.
Right. When I do,
maybe I'll not believe in a pitcher.
When I do open the DraftKings app and I do bet on, I tend to bet on the Yankees because I know how they're playing. We know
the intricacies of
yes,
the game.
Yes, we follow them. We know who's hot, how the roster's playing. I usually do over-unders, and this one feels like an under. I usually do team over-unders, just like Yankees alone.
Yeah.
This one feels like an under. I probably will put some money on it. Oh, God.
DraftKings. Do I have a premonition? Have you decided a premonition?
Yeah. Tonight's the night that Boone gets kicked out of the game. Ejected. Didn't happen last night.
Tossed.
Happens tonight.
Rizzo made a couple nice grabs yesterday, but...
Yeah, it wasn't like...
But it wasn't what I said.
Boone does one of these. It's like his signature.
He does some pointing.
He does a double point. So he does that tonight.
Do I see something? Man.
Emilio thinks Gleyber goes oppo tonight.
I like that. I would love some of that. Wow. Oh, that's why the lineup didn't pop up. Who do I believe in?
Who do you believe in? What do you believe in?
What am I seeing?
What are you seeing? You seeing it?
Dude, this team is so hard to see anything with right now. Nothing crazy, but I think I did just see some Volpe making a play to his left. He knocks a ball down, picks it up, gathers, and makes the throw, and we get out. Like, it's not a great play or anything, but it's like he's stuck with it.
Wow.
We've seen him do some he's of that this lot. Year.
Bucket?
No, not a bucket play.
It's a nice play.
It's just like, okay, good job sticking with that, kid.
Mm.
You are good.
Stick with it. He's done that a lot. He's stuck with it. He's playing good defense.
The defense has been good. Better than I expected. The narrative somehow became that he was going to be like a bad shortstop. It's like, no, his arm's a little weak at the position, but everything else is fine. Peraza's the more gifted of the two defensively. But Volpe...
He's got a hell of an arm, Peraza.
Volpe is absolutely capable of shortstop. That's been very refreshing. And the Sats have him like... middle of the pack defensively, like that's good.
The pitching has not been a problem. The defense has not been a problem with this team.
Not really.
Pitching and defense, that's how you win. That's why I'm so
You'd
hopeful.
Like, we'd of course like get some guys to return and have like our A group back, and some of these guys in the rotation currently aren't what we want. On the whole, they've been mostly okay.
Mm.
And the bullpen, on the whole, has not been an issue. They've been sort of by far the best bullpen in the sport.
For now. Until they start going to them too much.
It's been now two games that Clay has blown, which in 5 weeks of baseball or whatever we're at, that's not that bad.
Except Holmes, right. Except Holmes.
Like, nobody else has, like, hurt me this year.
Hurt me!
So hopefully that continues.
Hurt me, Yankees.
And hopefully the offense does stop hurting me, because they've been hurting me.
A lot. Go Knicks.
Go Knicks. Need a dub there tonight as well.
Need a big. Knicks need to win tonight. Let's go.
It's a must win.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.